talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Man, it's muggy out there. I'm sure you guys out there working know it's really muggy today. It's going to be hot. Let's check out some temperatures around our listening area. 83 in Hollis, 82 at Hobart, 85 at Eric, 82 at Arnett, 83 at Slapout, 83 at May Ranch, and Cherokee, you're 85 degrees. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 80 degrees at Lipscomb, 79 at Miami, 84 at Dozer, 80 at Odell, and 83 at Esteline. It is Tuesday. Maybe Brandon's coming on. They're trying to load up to get ready to go to the shoot somewhere, I think. And it's Hay Day Tuesdays. And I've already got three or four people already messaged in on hay. So you guys get your pencil and pen ready. It's the last part of the show. I'll have a bunch. One's even from Kansas. So it's good. It's becoming popular. And we'll check on the hay market and all that good stuff during this hour. First of all, some breaking news that you guys probably read a little bit about yesterday or heard about on RFD this morning. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the risk-based reopening of the U.S. ports for cattle, bison, and equines from Mexico beginning as early as July 7th. And man, the board's already showing it. And it's funny. I don't know. I get a kick out of it. I call one of my friends and talk to him about it. Just crazy what the board does to react. Following extensive collaboration between the USDA and the Mexico, their counterparts in Mexico, to increase New World screwworm surveillance, detection, and eradication efforts, USDA said it's set to begin a phased reopening of the southern ports, starting with the one in Douglas, Arizona, July 7th. The USDA suspended imports of live cattle, bison, and equines from Mexico on May the 11th. Progress has been made in several critical areas since the ports were including resolution of challenges with conducting flights in Mexico that allowed the USDA to consistently conduct sterile New World screwworm fly dispersal 7 days each week and dispersal of more than 100 million flies each week. So quite a few of them. The USDA said it has not seen a notable increase in reported New World screwworm cases in Mexico, nor any northward movement of it over the past 8 weeks. According to this, while the Douglas port presents the lowest risk based on the geography of Sonora and a long history of effective collaboration between the USDA and Sonora on animal health issues, the USDA stated it intends to reopen additional ports in New Mexico. So according to this, it's going to open the Douglas one in on July 7th, not in, but on July 7th, Columbus, New Mexico, July 14th, Santa Teresa, New Mexico, July the 21st, and Del Rio, Texas, August the 18th, and the last one in September, on September 15th, the big one, in Laredo, Texas. And I was looking at the board, and it's down like a feeder cattle are down like over $5, and that's why I think this is funny. So the one in Douglas is opening July 7th, and they may get a couple semi-loads a month or every few weeks, and Chicago, New York, Kansas City thinks it that's an end of the world, but it's going to be pretty tough. The cash markets, it's going to come back. It's got to. Supply and demand dictates everything. So I just want to break that with you. If you guys haven't heard, they are going to start slowly reopening the ports back up along the Mexico border. All right, let's see. Let's just go ahead and check out the, and I got a question for you guys. Today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. I got a question for you guys. One of the listeners yesterday mentioned this question, so I'm going to have it for you here in a minute. Let's just check out what's going on with the board right now. Okay, corn for July, 419 down 1.5. September's 405 down 4. Soybeans for July, 1022 down 1.5. August is down 0.5 at 1029. Soybean meal, July, 269.20 down 210. August is 273.60 down 220. Soybean oil, July, 53.67 down 116. Hard red winter wheat, it's not great. July, 506, up a quarter. September's up a quarter at 527. Oil out of West Texas, August, 65.68, up 57. It was 385 at the pump. At the truck stop, diesel was earlier. My light came on. I had to stop and get so. And I know they're a little higher along the highway than they are in town, but $385, $100 didn't even give me three quarters of a tank. It's up 57 cents. And natural gas, $339 for August. Looks like the NASDAQ and S&P are in the red, but the Dow is in the green. And here we go. Live cattle, August 211.52, down 235. October's 208.17, down 2. Feeder cattle for August, 306.57, down 410. September's 306.52, down 410. And October's 304.77, down 375. Lean hogs are at 108.92 for July, down 117. All right. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, as I said earlier. 580-225-9697. If you're selling or buying hay, I'm your man. Send me a message on that. And if you're not a texter, call in there to the office and maybe one of the ladies here will take a note and bring it up to me. Here's the question of the day. What is the difference between soft winter wheat and hard winter wheat? And don't send me a text. Say one's soft and one's hard.
One's soft and one's hard. I know the answer to that.
Yeah, but don't. Please don't. So what is the key difference between soft red or soft winter wheat and hard winter wheat? And I have a perfectly powerful peanut hat, a powerful peanut pin, a keychain with a bottle opener on it, and We the Peanut sticker, and a bag of peanuts from the Oklahoma Peanut Commission that was grown, processed, and packaged right here in Oklahoma. They really look good, and I've tried to bag them. They're really good. The Four Lacely Family Farm made them and bagged them right here in Oklahoma. Also, happening right now out here in western Oklahoma, they are down. The Oklahoma Conservation Commission is with the No-Till on the Plains group. They got busloads, or one or two busloads, going around checking out some operations in western Oklahoma today. They are at the Brian Pesic. I hope I say that right. Pesic. Brett Pesic, not Brian. Brett's place there in Mountain View. They're checking out some hairy vetch harvest for cover crop seed. And they're going to be here around Elk City later on this afternoon at the Jimmy Smith Farm to check out no-till cotton. And I'll be there. And so anyway, good luck with that today, guys. So the question again is, what's the difference between soft winter wheat and hard winter wheat? 580-225-9697 with your answer and name. And I'm going to take number 13 today. You guys have been responding really good to the questions. And what else is there? Oh, if you just want to play, don't put your name down with your answer. How about that? All right, we're going to take a break, and hopefully I can get a hold of Brandon, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
When you're out working in the shop in the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough, with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report from Monday, June 30th. 1,113 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 369 brought 470. 7 at 406 brought 450. 10 at 717 brought 338. 22 at 798 brought 310. 12 at 815 brought 313. 59 at 855 brought 294. 33 at 932 brought 286. 5 head of heifers at 490 brought 370, 4 at 546 brought 322.50, 15 at 690 brought 303.50, 14 at 845 brought 273, 8 at 949 brought 263, 17 at 949 brought 257, butcher cows were 119 to 180, butcher bulls brought 158 to 211, bred cows 700 to 3450, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Shamrock, Texas, 83 degrees, feels like 85. Humidity is 57, dew point 66. The wind's out of southeast at 9 with wind gust up to 13. No rain, huh? Oh, today's a new month. No rain so far this month. I was lost for a second. Sorry. Blonde moment. 8-inch soil temperature, 79 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is the guy that's trying to get on the road, but somebody keeps calling, Brandon Hickey.
Happy 1st of July.
I was like, no rain, what? It's a new day. It's a new month. Glad I paid my electricity bill yesterday. I ought to got docked today.
Yep.
How's the weather in your area?
It's sunny, hot, and humid.
Yes, it is. I do my weather report for stepping outside the studio here and see how hot it is, and it was hot, and I come back inside.
Anyway, yes.
Well, you guys are trying to get on the road, so we'll get on with the deal. Well, I'm sure you heard they're going to open one little boarding crossing July 7th and then one a month after that, and the board has gone stupid.
No, matter of fact, I hadn't even looked this morning. I've been so busy packing and loading and trying to get stuff around where I felt like I could leave that I hadn't even looked this morning. I was already in vacation mode.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, yes, they're going to open the one up in Douglas, Arizona that might get a couple semi-loads a month in it, across it.
Uh-huh.
But the board's reacted. The feeders are down over $5 already, and it's just gone stupid. But I was talking to Lake earlier, and he said it ain't going to last long because the supply and demand, the cash market's too good.
Yeah. The futures is going to – we'll pull back to what the cash is, or the cash will have to go down to the futures, one of the two. But so far it's been cash staying above the futures and pulling the futures up. And, you know, we was down to – like the September was down to 301, 302 there at one point last week, and we were back up to, gosh, 310, 310 and a half, something like that there yesterday. You know, that cash was pulling it back up. We'd kind of bounced off the top and the cash was pulling it back up. And so, you know, like we've talked before, you get a paper traders, they're going to have an emotional reaction to any kind of news. They're going to move it way overdo it. Whichever way it moves, they always overdo it. And so we'll probably overdo it to the downside here for a little bit. And then it'll level back out and be all right again.
Well, it's already come. We gained a dollar back on the feeders. August is 306.57, so it's already kind of reacting a little bit on that deal. But man, Elk City, you had a great sale Friday.
Yep. Yeah, we had a big run. Lots of. I think we're kind of in a little bit of an unusual circumstance. There's lots of cows that's been running out on the wheat fields. And the wheat had played out, but we just had so much rain that the weeds, the bindweeds, the Johnson grass, everything was just coming up in those wheat fields, and the guys just kept leaving them because the calves was doing good, the cows was doing good, everything was growing, and then all of a sudden, I think they just kind of all looked up at once and oh, we're coming up on the 4th of July, I better get some cattle off some pasture, get ready to do some farming, and so here they all come, and I thought this might be coming. I'd been kind of encouraging some for several weeks that, you know, maybe to, you know, come on, but they, you know, it's hard to take them off pasture when they're doing good. And that's kind of what we got into, is we ended up with a lot of cows all on the same week. And, you know, it was just kind of the same deal that kind of everybody kind of in the same boat. It wasn't so much they's out of pasture. It was just it's time to start tilling some ground. It's time to start doing hay. It's time to get rid of some cows and get on to some farming mode. And that was kind of what we saw happen there Friday. Just everybody was time. Here they came.
Yeah, and they I heard you had a special guest there Friday.
Which one?
The Cotton King.
Oh yeah. The Cotton King was there. What was his message that he was to tell you? Oh, he did not spend no $5,000 on a bull.
Well, he's got a message from him to me to tell you. You ready?
Yeah.
He said he noticed you notched him up a couple times on those bulls. he said, I could have got him cheaper, Jimmy, but I seen Brandon over there flicking his little card. I said, well, that's his job, to make sure the customers, whether they're his cattle or anybody else's, get the best buck for their dollar. Get them all.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So it happens. So,
yep.
Well,
yep. That's why they call it an auction.
Exactly. and I bet he's never been to a farm sale or anything and nudged somebody up.
No.
I'm sure he hasn't.
No way.
No way. Well, I got my pick of the week.
Okay.
They come from Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're girls again this week.
Uh-huh.
There was 16 of them. It weighed 661, brought 319. I like that.
Yeah. That was pretty little good little ticket there. We actually had a replacement heifer buyer in the barn, and he could buy the front end of our heifers weighing anywhere from 5 1/4 to clear up to, I guess, all the way up to as big as we had them. He could buy those, and he was serious about it. If it was the right set, and they didn't have to necessarily be black. He bought some Char Cross heifers, bought a few red Baldy heifers. But sure enough, the front end of the heifers that we have there, he had plenty of competition, but he wasn't turning them loose, it was a good day to have those there.
Well, speaking of Charlotte crosses, tell me it's not true that the Cotton King bought some Charlotte bulls, cross bulls.
He did. He bought one Charlotte cross bull and one Black Angus bull.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I offered him. I said, "You get in a bind. I got a Simmental bull. I'll let you rent."
Uh huh.
And he's, "Well, I won't pull no calves." Well, he buys a Charlotte cross. What the hell?
Well, I tell you what, that Charlotte cross bull is he is so dadgum gentle. I mean, he is the farmer's friend kind of a bull. I mean, he just dogs around, does his job, don't cause no problems, and sometimes that's worth a lot.
Is he going to be out there helping you pull those calves too? Is he that gentle?
Yep, he might be that gentle.
Okay. Oh, did anything stand out on the boy's side to you?
Well, I think those, we had some of those light two-weight boys bumping right, heavy two-weight boys bumping right up there against that $6 mark.
Ooh.
That was a lot of competition on them, and had a good number of them, which always helps when you have plenty of numbers in the barn of those weights of cattle. It brings those buyers to the table, because it's hard to get, as many of them lightweights at a time. It's in our part of the world, it's pretty easy to get 4 and 5 and 6 weight calves. But the 2 and 3 weights are not always readily available, and we sure had some good number of them, boys and girls both there Friday, and that kind of brought them out of the woodworks to buy some of them big nice groups. And we was, oh, I want to say 272 at 595 or something like that was one of the figures that I remember, to just right there. Just we didn't get that six, but we were knocking on the door.
Well, they there's a it just makes you want to grab your little baby calves and let the cows get fatter this winter.
Yeah.
Or this summer. Yeah. I mean, because the grass is. I went and checked the cows out here West Elk, and I thought they're a little bit overstocked by 7 or 8 head on that quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That grass is boot top to knee high.
Yeah, you get away with a lot higher stocking rate this year with what we've seen so far, and we could still see some dry weather. I mean, we could turn off it. Here we're the first day of July. We could see the next 60 days could be brutal. But man, what a beautiful, wonderful wet spring we've had. I don't ever remember one quite like that. I remember some wet springs, but it was wet in spurts, but this one, I think we started April 2nd and still raining on June 30th. I don't ever in my lifetime remember that ever happening for 90 days, just having a spring like what we've had.
And correct. And it's just, we've had some big rains and then it'll dry off for a month. And, mm-hmm. and I hate it, because I was looking at a weatherman's map yesterday on social media, and one of the guys commented that during the month of June, Hobart was the driest spot in all of Oklahoma. I mean, they got some rain, but compared to everybody else, it was just a drop in the bucket. It's still, I was down there west of, or east of Hobart, around Mountain View and stuff down in there here a week or two ago, and It's still green, but I know they'd like to have some pond fillers before it does go dry. But our forecast is showing that the next 10 to 12 days, we've got some chances of rain, good chances for July.
That's great. That is wonderful.
And
good to hear.
Yeah, and they won't have to call the fire department out to watch them blow up the fireworks this year, hopefully.
Yeah.
So Elk City's closed this Friday, and you're going to be reopened a week from this coming Friday?
Yep. No sale July 4th. This coming Friday's July 4th. No sale July 4th, but we'll be right back in action July 11th.
And then same thing with Western Oklahoma?
Yep. We won't have a sale July 7th. But we will be right back in action July the 14th.
Well, speaking of Western Oklahoma, you had 1,113 head there yesterday. Pretty good sale.
Yeah. Big cow run for over there. Had a lot of cows that we sent over there from Elk City. Kind of overflowed them over there when we got to a certain head count. We kind of closed down receiving cows and bulls at Elk City and encouraged them to go over there and ended up with a lot of them showing up over there. I think we ended up with over 300 cows there yesterday, but had a really nice yearling run and quite a few calves on offer also. And just a good overall day. The butcher cow market just went crazy yesterday. I mean,
I seen that.
Bonkers. Yeah, just, I mean, you know, there was maybe not overall not the greatest yield and quality of cows that we had there, but man, oh man, they it didn't seem to matter. They was after them, you know. It just pretty well anything that stuck its head in the door, you know, unless it was just Shelly thin. Anything stuck at the head in the door was going to bring somewhere between 160, 170, just pretty easily. So just a good day on the butcher cows and had a lot of them. And then, good day on the feeders and good day on the calves. It was, I don't think we quite touched that $6 on them heavy 2-weight calves, but we were right there at it. And I wouldn't be surprised. We might not now with the board down, but if it's coming back after the 4th of July, if we'd not seen this downward deal in the bull, we might have broke that $6 there when we come back. But we'll see what happens between now and then with our futures board and cash prices. We're going to be, you know, sure pretty short on cattle, I think, here for another 3 weeks, 30 days. Then we'll start seeing some numbers flow off the, you know, start flowing off the Flint Hills, Sand Hills grass off up in there. But again, it's just not going to be near the numbers that we're used to. You know, we'll see a little spike, I think, but not near the numbers, not near the head count out there that there normally is.
Right. Yep. And there is some numbers up there in the Flint Hills. They're all, well, except for that big group of, feeders there just on the west east side of Wichita. All I seen was pairs, so there's good, but those calves are growing, so they're
they're
growing the calves. I was looking at those calves this morning, and I don't know what they're weighing. I'm gonna wean next month, and they're just I'm just looking at them, and they gotta be 15-20% heavier than there was last year because the mama's got some milk.
Yep. We had some good friends of ours over here at Clinton that brought a handful of calves in this week. They'd actually lost some pasture, lost a lease, and said, let's just go ahead and take the big calves off and sell them. We're gonna keep the cows, but let's not move the calves. Let's just take the calves to town. And they had some steer calves on them mama cows that weigh 837 pounds.
Holy. Yeah, I'd say it's about time. Maybe they're going on vacation like you and needed some cash.
Well, I think they'd like to be, but they haven't. It keeps raining on them, and they can't get their haying done.
I was talking to somebody. They're trying to work on their third cutting alfalfa, but when the rain's popping up every other day, it just doesn't get done quite as good.
Yep.
Oh, I got a question for you before I let you go, because I know we don't have to talk next Tuesday. Since you'll be on vacation, the barns will be closed and everything. So my question of the day, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see if you, I want to see what you say first. What is the difference between soft winter wheat and hard winter wheat?
You are out of my area of expertise there. I've wondered that my whole entire life and never know.
Well, because I warned everybody, don't send me a message in the one's soft and one's hard. That ain't going to get it. So I do have a winner, so I can tell you the answer. The key difference between soft winter wheat and hard winter wheat lies in their protein and gluten content. Hard winter wheat has a higher protein and gluten content, makes it ideal for products like bread that require strong dough formation. And soft winter wheat, on the other hand, has a lower protein and gluten content, makes it better suited for cakes, pastries, and other baked cook. And I think they use a lot of the soft winter wheat in your, like, spaghetti and pastas and stuff.
I see. So we pretty, in this part of the world, we're pretty well all hard red winter wheat. Is that
correct?
Yes,
pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a
few people. Where do they grow the soft winter wheat?
Up north. Up north.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I was working in North Dakota, they were planting it in March and April, and they're getting ready to harvest it now, or start harvesting pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe August. Yeah.
Education. Good to know. I learned something I didn't know. You educate me every week.
I know. And I'll try to get a question from Cotton King when you return off your vacation and see if he can see which one of you two are the Cattle King smarter or the Cotton King smarter. And the Goober King is asking the question.
The really smart one gets to ask the question. We get to show our ignorance. Is that what it is?
Pretty much. Because you guys always have something to say, especially when he appears at the Elk City Livestock Auction. I know something's going to happen. And it's not football season, so you're not going to hear a Boomer Sooner going on.
Yep.
Well, you have the daughter's overseas, right?
No, she's back.
Oh, she's back. How was that trip?
She's back at home. Great. She had a wonderful time. She really, really enjoyed it. Learned a lot. Got to see a lot of new and different things. Get exposed to a lot of different things. You know, the thing that she came back with was Dad over there. You can see the regulations that they want to get over here. And she said, I hope we never have to deal with the kind of regulations that those farmers and ranchers have to deal with.
Man, that's something
unbelievable.
Crazy. Oh yeah. Crazy observation from a young lady like that. That's good. She's smart.
Yeah.
And did she say anything, about maybe, communication between grown men over there compared to you and me?
No. She said that one thing that she noticed is that the older generation of people over there didn't like having the American students there. They it was an inconvenience to them. They didn't appreciate their business when they showed up at the shop. So just kind of a, you know, deal with you and get you out of here, but you know, we're going to deal with you as little as possible. But she said now the younger generation, the kids that was actually at the college and whatnot, were all very interested, very intrigued. You know, they seemed to be very accepting of them. But she said that the kind of the people 40 and above really didn't want to have to deal with them. They really, really would just
why
not enter their shops. I think it's that stigma that, you know, that a lot of the world considers Americans arrogant and, you know, better than them, have a better than thou attitude. And they just expect that. So I think they portray it first because they figure that's what's coming their direction. So that at least is my, hypothesis.
Huh. That's a big word for you, even. I can't even pronounce it. But
I don't have to use that very much in the cow business.
No. And if you do, you better watch that customer close. And then, but then, yeah. So where all did she go?
So she went with her aunt and uncle early before the study abroad program, and she spent some time in Croatia and Austria, and then the study abroad college program was actually in the Czech Republic.
Okay. Huh. That's crazy. I figured they'd be appreciative of Americans.
Yeah. Now, she said they really didn't want to have to deal with you. They were very rude. You know, very short. Just, you know, get your business done, get out. You know, don't bother us. Don't. And she said another thing that really stood out to her is that if you smiled at them, it was like that bothered them even worse. It was like if you smiled at them, you was about to sure enough get them. You know, they didn't. That would make it worse if you smiled at them than if you just kept a straight face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I know you and I won't go all into the details. I know when I was in the Middle East in Saudi and Iraq, the Saudis they got one gear. And there's three different populations over there. You got the royalty, you got the upper middle class, and then you got the poor. And the upper middle class and the royalty, they drive Mercedes and Range Rovers across the desert, and I'm talking cars across that desert.
Yep.
And their speed, there's no speed limit over there. And when they break down, they they just leave a Mercedes out there in the middle of the desert. I don't know how many Humvees in my military unit had Mercedes car seats in the Humvees. We swapped out. And that's no joke. You get a bunch of rednecks from Oklahoma over there, we're going to improvise. And if you leave your door unlocked out there in the middle of the desert, that's abandoned material.
Yep.
It's kind of like a fence line. My fence has been there since 1900, and that's my land.
So, yep.
And their people, the only people that we could deal with over there was the Bedouins, which is the camel and sheep herders that follow the grazing, the grass, the season as it grows across Iraq, Iran, Saudi, wherever else over there. And they deal with you. We trading bottles of water for onions and potatoes to mix up in our MREs. And they were friendly people. And so, but yeah, it's glad to be an American is all I can tell you.
Well, and you know, and too, I mean, on one hand of it, I kind of understand where them people are coming from, why they act, because I mean, it's not everybody's like Oklahomans. You know, the Oklahoman, Texas panhandle, some of the friendliest people, probably in the whole entire world. And you know, we're friendly, so we expect people to be friendly to us. But there's a lot of the United States that you go to that they don't return that friendliness. So, you know, that especially in some of the bigger city areas and whatnot. So they've probably been exposed to a lot more of them than they have those us Okies and Texas Panhandle people.
Yeah, not none of those South Texas people, but some of the Texas Panhandle. But they're
somewhere to keep that area small, you know.
Because when we were in Humvees driving down the highways, and those people were passing us in Mercedes going the opposite direction, you know, we was waving at them. We didn't get waved back. No, it's all good. Well, I hope you guys safe travels, and I guess talk to you here in a few weeks.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, see ya. All right, that's Brandon Hickey, big dog at the Western Oklahoma and the Elk City Livestock Auction. Remember, no sale this Friday at Elk City, and at Western Oklahoma, no sale next Monday because of the 4th of July. So let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com. Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's do a quick checkup. We got Hay Day Tuesdays coming up here in just a few minutes after the next break. So get your pencil and pen ready to write down some numbers and hay that you might be looking at. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 82 right now at the May Ranch. Feels like 83. Dew point 64. The humidity's 56. The winds are calm. 0.90 inches. 91 hundredths of an inch or 9/10 or 901 thousandths as they do in Roger Mills County in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 9 o'clock tonight, 87 for a high, 68 and mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance, slight chance that is, thunderstorms and 87 for a high. I was looking at the radar. There's some storms brewing up way out there in West Texas and actually just right south of Altus, across the state line by Odell. They got some showers going. They talk like we got a pretty good chance of rain tomorrow in western Oklahoma. So I guess we'll see what happens. Okay. Hay prices. Check out some hay prices before we go to break. And not a lot of hay moving, I don't really think. Needs to be, but it's not. Alfalfa premium in Kansas is anywhere from 150 to 220. good as 900, or sorry, not 900, 90 to 200 delivered. Fair 70 to 120 delivered. Missouri's 175 to 300 on premium, 150 to 175 on good. Oklahoma 160 to 200 delivered on premium, 150 to 165 on good. Texas 250 to 310, both of those prices being delivered on premium, and 230 to 250 delivered on both of those for good. Hay, other hay, which mainly is grass, Kansas 160 to 180 on premium. Oklahoma, nothing available there. And Texas is nothing available on premium, but 200 to 225 on good hay, grass hay or others, and those both prices are delivered. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we got Heyday Tuesdays by Great Plains Bank. We'll have that coming up shortly.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The last thing you want after completing a well is to leave money on the table. However, many drilling companies do just that within the first 30 days of production. It's critical to hire well-trained operators with good quality equipment to give you the right kind of data you need to maximize production from day one. Prime Well Solutions specializes in flowback, sand separation, and well testing specific to the unique needs of your well. In Oklahoma, West Texas, and New Mexico, Prime Well Solutions has you covered. Find them online at primewellsolutions.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home or property in Western Oklahoma? Call Tanny Little with Exploration Realty. Tanny knows the land, the listings, and how to close the deal with a smile. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or land for your next big adventure, residential, commercial, or agricultural properties, Tanny does it all. Call Tanny Little today at 580-799-0538 or find her on Facebook. Tanny Little with Exploration Realty. Big results with a small town heart.
Night drivers want two things. All the hours you can legally get, but with set schedules so you can have a life outside of work. Canyon Oilfield gives you both. All the hours you can legally handle, but set shifts. You'll be home 90% of the time if you want. If you don't mind traveling, you'll get per diem and stay in nice hotels. Canyon Oilfield Services doesn't have any downtime because they've got 4 yards in Oklahoma and they rotate drivers through those locations. They got lots of stability and lots of work for you. Besides offering oil field pay, Canyon pays 100% of employee health insurance. They also have a 401k plan with company match, up to 3 weeks paid vacation, and they give safety bonuses. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring night drivers in Elk City right now. They're also hiring lead mechanics. Apply online at canyonoilfield.com, then click careers. It's what drivers want. Lots of dependable hours to work, but with set schedules. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the keyword is service.
Well, the washing machine just made it sound like a goat sneezing or it's possessed.
Ew, perfect. Well, I'll call Shy the Repair Guy.
You? Call someone? You still haven't even called your mom back from Easter.
Yeah, but Shy fixes everything. Washers, dryers, fridges, right in your home or back at his shop. Whatever your possessed appliance prefers.
Good, because if I have to wash clothes in the bathtub again, I'm moving in with my mother.
Say no more. I'm calling Shy at 243-9619 or Daryl at 799-5433 before I lose more than just appliances.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Eric, Oklahoma, here is your Hulbert Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 83 feels like 84, dew point 64, humidity's 53, the winds are out of the east at 4 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 44 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87. Sunset at 8:58. Chance of thunderstorms today, 40% chance, 86 for a high. 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 68 for a low, 86, and a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 30% chance. It is. All right, let's go. Got your pen and pencil ready? I'm going to start out with the one I got from Kansas. I think that's just as cool. And they must be related to Sugar Daddy because they're 4x5 bales. Hey, speaking of that, his neighbor was watching him bale that Bermuda grass over there between Carter and Sarah the other day. And he called me and he said, I figured out why Brian does small bales, because he doesn't think his tractor can pull a full-size baler. Hey, that's just coming from the neighbor, so I don't know. I've never been involved with that. All right, here we go. 140 bales of 4x5 Planet Prairie mix. Good horse hay. He feeds his horses that. $45 a bale. 913-915-6464. 140 bales of 4x5 round bales, Planet Prairie mix, good horse hay, $45. 913-915-6464 in Kansas. How about that? We got some alfalfa, $170 a ton, round bales, really good at cow hay. Some rye hay, 120 round bales. I forgot a price on that one. Last year's sorghum mixed with peas, cow peas, $120 a ton. Hex Willow Carter, that's where it's all located. 580-393-1233. Also, we still got some beardless wheat hay, 1200 pound bales, nice bales, $80 a bale. West of Highway School, right here south of Trigger, south of Elk City. Headed towards Retrop. Can load 405-694-8313. Wheat rye hay in the Lake Valley area, $60 a bale, 580-330-1770. Wheat rye hay in the Lake Valley area, $60 a bale, 580-330-1770. True to Cal Hay, south of Sayre, $75 to $85 a bale, 580-243-8676. 580-243-8676. Rye Hay, $50 a bale, Elk City, 799-2975. For some rye hay, $50 a bale right here around Elk City, 799. That's 580-799-2975. And then we got some around Hobart. 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale. Got 150 bales of some grassy alfalfa, not rained on, $75 a bale. That sounds like some good cow hay. 580-550-0105. 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on. Also 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on. 580-550-0105. And that's around Hobart. 180 bales of true to cow, $75 a bale. Plus 56 bales of winter peas with 3.5 wraps on around all this hay. And Sweetwater, around Sweetwater, 580-799-9637. And I think that's it. Oh, one more. 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale. Can load, 580-821-2838. 100 bales of wheat hay put up right, heavy bales, nice clean between Elk City and Sayre. 580-821-2838. $80 a bale. There you go. I want somebody from down here to buy that from Kansas. I want to see some good Planet Prairie mix. So, all right. Well, guys, we still got a few seconds here, maybe. Tomorrow, looks like we've got some good rain chances coming in tonight and into tomorrow. So, keep your fingers crossed. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust and Sayre of Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.